want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into our third hour of this June 1st, 2005 edition. Sully Castillo, Vietnam veteran of the Army, highly decorated sniper, police officer, then became a high-level DEA agent over the operations in Latin America, discovered the CIA was controlling the predominant sources of cocaine and, of course, heroin and many other goodies. Then your children use it, and they put them in their private prisons where they run the whorehouses and whore them out. It's quite a system. The big cartels are then linked to the big private prisons and own the prisons where your poor children work and slave. We've now got 7 million people in the system, only 1.3 million 10 years ago. The drug war is a great success, turning America into a total police state. And Sully Castillo has just dropped bombshell after bombshell on us. They admit all over South Texas newspapers, all over Arizona and New Mexico papers, hundreds of killings by La Zetas, one group of, quote, former Mexican commandos trained at the U.S. military base, Fort Benning, Georgia, in terrorism and torture and just every form of evil. We have the handbooks, and they've used these death squads all over Latin America. They're now using them in Iraq, and they're now using them in South Texas and other areas. I got a Fox News piece from Laredo where the shops are literally empty. So many people have been killed. People are moving out. They're fleeing. They're killing cops left and right. They're shooting at police left and right, injuring them left and right. But it's not a national news story. And, Sully, for those that just joined us, spell it out for us. Who are these, quote, former, you know, U.S.-trained commandos? Why are they being protected? And explain how this nexus works and why the globalists are turning the heat up now on unleashing these hit gangs.
Well, basically, they're controlling, you know, the cartels controlled Colombia for many years, and now they have controlled Mexico now. You know, our government... you know, that was the price that those third world countries paid, like Mexico and Guatemala and Salvador, and their reward was for them to be able to sleep with the cartels. And now it's so huge now that it's spilled over into Mexico, and the government of Mexico is controlled by the cartels, all aspects from Colombian cartels to the Gulf cartels and so forth.
And hence controlled by the CIA.
Exactly. And now it's spilled over into the United States up here where we have a lot of murders just here close to my house, my residence. Last week, two young guys were assassinated there in their residence. They shot, you know, they kneeled them down, they shot them behind the head, and you know, it's spilled over. Crime is up here in the valley, and we have the sectors driving. We had a U.S. customs agent was just shut up a couple of weeks ago by drug cartel members and so forth. And it's a lot of the informants that used to work for the Mexican police have you know, been fired and so forth. So the best thing for them to do was become FBI informants and CIA, DEA informants are now being murdered here in the U.S. because of their snitching on people.
Isn't this really part of a drug war as the globalists attempt to reestablish control over conduits because prices have actually gone down because so many cowboys are circumventing the U.S. government monopoly?
Well, absolutely. You just got to remember one thing. We spend billions of dollars in... I mean, Peru, we can't even make a dent. We got more drugs today than we ever had in the history.
Well, Sully, you were there. You were the head of these operations. But they admitted that they only spray the FARC's fields, two-thirds of Colombia. They don't even spray because that's our fields.
You got to remember one thing, that we have the best intelligence network in the world. We know by satellite photos where all these cultivations of coca fields are, and we're not touching them.
Unless it's FARC control.
Exactly.
And they sent, a few years ago, the head of the New York Stock Exchange, Grasso, went down and openly hugged the head of the FARC and said, you better deal with us, and he refused, so the invasion began.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what happened. Wall Street went down there, and they said no to it.
Tell us about it when we get back, Sully Castillo, and I want to get more into these Zeta gangs and what you think is going to happen here in the next few years. Stay with us.
Alex
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to a real American patriot, Sully Castillo, again, Vietnam veteran, highly decorated sniper. Then he worked his way up as a law enforcement officer, peace officer in the police department in South Texas. Then he got into the DEA and in 12 years became the head of their Latin American operations. And he found out the government was controlling the cartels and then just going after their competition. And I knew what Sully would say before I'd talk to him, because the guy's got good info and I've got a lot of the same info. His is just even deeper. And I called him up and I said, Sully, what do you think about Las Zetas? The supposed, rogue Mexican military all over Texas and Arizona killing police and blowing up cars. I mean, imagine if Muslims were blowing up cars in Dallas. Blowing cars up. It'd be all over the news. But no, it's never outside Texas. It's never out. Hundreds of deaths. I got a Fox News piece we put up on the website, but local Fox News in Laredo, where it shows all the shops empty for months, everybody moving out. The killings are everywhere. It's horrible. And the Border Patrol's been ordered to stand down. We've talked to Border Patrol union people. They say, look, these guys work for the government. They're totally protected. We've been ordered, when we're shot at by these troops, to not return fire. I mean, that is insane. And Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down because people were cutting back. Some of the Border Patrol was cutting back on their drug shipments. All of this is going on. And the government, that is the banks that control our government, are making the lion's share of the profits and using the drug money to take over the third world. I'm just recapping what Sully and I have talked about in the last 30 minutes. But Sully, I want to get into the mechanisms of the drug war and how it controls society, but Let's get back into how Los Zetas are trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, now at covert ranches that you know of in South Texas, and then you know, more of the history of the death squads. For those that don't know, first death squads in Latin America. Now they're using the same crews commanded by the same people in Iraq, and now they're basically engaged in a war of enforcement against government competition, all the cowboys that have driven down prices.
Exactly. You know, there's a history about the death squads. You know, they all, Major Davison from El Salvador, Major Alarcón, a lot of these people were former military soldiers that went to the School of the Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia, where they've been training. And they train there, and then they come back, and they train their people on how to torture people and how to kill people and so forth. And a lot of these Zetas guys were also counterintelligence units that went away because of the, you know, making more money for the cartels and so forth. And they've come across the border now, and they're training here in South Texas. They're having problems training in Mexico because of the military. But they've trained up here in South Texas. And
Got to be clear, who is training them?
Yes, well, basically, a lot of the, believe it or not, a lot of the people that are training them are probably contract agents from the CIA. They're being trained down here in South Texas. We got a lot of soldier of fortune type of individuals down here training the Zetas. And you know, I myself have been approached by some members of the Zetas to train their people, and I told them they were crazy, you know.
Well, they're probably trying to get you in a relationship.
Yeah, but of course, money's no object. They got millions of dollars. I mean, they have protection. They have. They even know when an indictment's coming out in the U.S. government before the indictment comes out. So that means they got people in place at the U.S. Attorney's Office. They got them in place with the DEA. There's a DEA agent that's been on the job here for 15 years, has been selling NATIS information, DEA files, to the cartels. So, you know, they're very, very, their intelligence, it's much better than our government's intelligence because they got people in place with the U.S. branches of the government.
Now, Shelley, let's be clear. You know, you've gotten death threats before. I've gotten them. Clearly, if they're trying to contact you, it's so they can get you off in a truck somewhere.
Exactly, basically. But, you know, like I said, as far as I'm concerned, Alex, I've been on borrowed time since Vietnam. So, you know, as they say, if you speak, they will come. And there's no doubt in my mind that one of these days you're going to hear that Sally Castillo was murdered. But I will never, ever commit suicide. So that I'm going on record right now on your show, Alex. That,
on record, I've read from coroners and other experts that it's almost unheard of to be able to shoot yourself twice in the head, Shelly.
Yeah, I know. So I will never do that. I will never try to shoot myself twice or three times in the head. Or, you know, the easiest way for me, I'll probably have an 18-wheeler hit me on a expressway or something. But, you know, they will probably shut me down, you know. But like I said, I've been on borrowed time since Vietnam. So,
well, I think you got a whole passel of angels protecting you, Shelly.
Well, that's one of the big things that people keep telling me. You know, there's an angel out there, old man, protecting me and trying to get all those people off me. You know, I've gotten so many people. Even the U.S. Attorney's Office here in McAllen has told some of the attorneys that they're going to come after me and that they're going to get me. And you know, people do get set up. People do get arrested. Innocent people go to jail. And, you know, what happens, happens. But, you know, I'm an expert witness on entrapment, informants, and outrageous government conduct. And I get to find out of all the lies, all the perjury the government does on drug cases and other cases and so forth, and because I'm a thorn on their side.
They call it liefying.
Yes, and they're probably going to be coming after me, so, you know, needless.
Well, I mean, you go all over the country with your slideshow and all the photos, many of which you took of our own CIA smuggling the drugs.
Yeah, I'm unbelievable. I have the original passports of the people that were murdered. I have pictures before and after they were killed. And I have copies of my memos that I wrote to Washington telling about this murder.
Well, we're going to go to calls in a few minutes, but I want to, for those who just joined us, this is so important. We have a whole bunch of mainstream news articles about hundreds of murders, Mexican troops trained by the U.S. government, killing federal officers, wounding them, killing cops. But it's a news blackout nationally, and from all the evidence, they are going after other small cowboy operations. Our government's ignoring them. And Sully, on the record, from your intelligence, who are these guys really working for?
Well, they're basically working for the cartels, number one, which in turn work for the governments. And, you know, the cartels have controlled the governments for many, many years.
And by government, who is the head government controlling those governments?
Well, the United States government, number one. Every country in Latin America, the U.S. government controls. I had Randy Capster, a CIA official, once tell me, look, we control these countries. We elect the presidents. And if they refuse to play ball with us, then we take them out. And his prime example was Noriega in Panama.
Well, look at Chavez.
Yeah, and Chavez now. Chavez refuses to play, so they're going after Chavez.
They publicly kidnapped him once.
Yeah, exactly. And they,
but then the army didn't go along with it, so they had to release him.
Exactly. And that's what happens, you know, that they use.
Well, they just disconnected Shelley. Are you going to be able to get him back? All of our phone system went down again. Very interesting that happened. It's very suspicious how that happens with key guest. But I'm sure it's all just a gremlin hopscotching about in the equipment. But get him back on, or use one of the back lines. Use one of the other backup lines. Get him back on that way if you have to. Don't wait for it to come back up. Did it come back up? Okay. All right. So we're getting Shelly back on. Folks, our Border Patrol, when they're shot at by Mexican troops in light-armored vehicles, are told to not return fire. Okay. The Los Zetas are seen getting out of official Mexican vehicles and then coming across the border, killing smugglers that don't pay their cut, killing drug dealers on this side, killing cops, killing informants, killing people that don't play ball. And this is how the globalists love to operate, with a membrane of separation to carry out their dirty work. And it is as obvious as the nose on my face, and I'm glad that Shelley from his intel concurs with that. And you've got all these CIA guys down in South Texas training them on bases right now for just a reign of terror. Oh, you can't get enough FBI agents and enough former Delta Force guys to go around killing patriots. Well, we'll just have an army of death squad commandos from Latin America, the same guys they're shipping over to Iraq right now. And that's public mainstream news. Shelly, a strange little thing with the phone system there. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shelly, I want to go to break in a minute and take calls, but any other key things you want to talk about, developments we need to know about?
Well, no, the only thing I keep telling the American people, under the Patriot Act law, it's going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better. So we need to do something. We need to either demonstrate, go out there and do something, take it to a different level, because it's not working. Whatever we're doing, it's not working. We need to do something drastic to wake up these people in America and stop being in denial.
Well, the controllers, the overlords, love criminality because it infects the entire society, and then they can control it.
Exactly, but you know, I think we need to just take it to a different level, because it's late for our kids now, and the only thing we got left is try to save our grandkids. And that's basically...
You were part of a big protest a few weeks ago, a big wig. Lord Baker came to town.
Yes, we had a major demonstration a couple of years ago. We had Bush Daddy that came up to the university up here, and then we had James Baker come up here, and we demonstrated. We got students, we got about 300 students.
That was a few months ago.
Yeah, a couple of months ago. So not, believe it or not, that their next speaker for next year is going to be Rush Limbaugh. We'll be here. At the university, so we're looking for.
So, what did you guys say at the protest?
Well, we protested. We let the rich people that came in and were paying $1,000 a plate or whatever, let them know who Baker was. Not that they don't know, but of course it was another Republican fundraiser, and that's basically what it was.
Well, James Baker's a piece of work.
Yeah, well, he was the attorney for the Carlyle Company and the Saudi Arabians, and he's also defended the. went against the families from 9/11 when they filed a class action suit, and he was the attorney for the Saudis. And
a bottomless pit of evil. Stay with us.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, M.D.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Globalists carried out 9/11. But one point I didn't cover, and I should have, and if I ever put out another edition, I will, is that publicly, James Baker III, the former Secretary of State, the big lawyer for the vote scam in 2000, the Carlyle Group chieftain, the confidant of the Bushes, went and defended the Saudis against the victims of 9/11 and was involved in that, covering that up. I mean, and the Bushes' vacation when the Bin Ladens, we do cover that. It's just that how in bed with these groups they are, how they control the terrorists, and the criminals and the drug gangs. And it's always public. You can always prove it, Sally. You can interview the people that have witnessed it, like yourself. But still, they stay in power. Nothing happens to them.
Exactly. You know, one of the problems I foresee is the fact that Americans don't read. And you know, when you do read, you gotta just believe out of what you read. But basically, the American people are like hostages with the head in the ground. And as long as it doesn't bother them or in the immediate area, they're not going to do anything about it. And that's the problem we're having with America. We're not responding like we're supposed to be responding. We're taking things for granted. And before you know it, we will lose our civil liberties. And because our government is just going to completely take over. And once they do that, martial law comes into effect and so forth. And a lot of people saying we're conspiracy theories and so forth. But the writing's on the wall, man. If you don't see the tortures that we're committing all over the world, Guantanamo Bay, here in the U.S., we train the terrorists and School of the Americas and how to torture people and so forth. We're the worst human rights violators in the world. And Amnesty International just spoke about that, and what this Bush response is, it's garbage. It's not true. I mean, how can that be true if it's in the news every other day or so that our American troops are committing this atrocity?
Well, what they do is their own army reports say raping people's wives in front of them, beating innocent people to death, raping them with battery acid. I can't say any more. I mean, this is the admissions, and then Alberto Gonzalez says in memos that are published.
Yeah,
he admits
exactly.
There is memos. Hey, we're allowed to torture people to death.
Exactly, and we did it in Vietnam. Let's
but then they plant
that.
Something about, well, maybe Newsweek didn't talk to the right person, and maybe this case isn't true, but 1,000 others are admitted.
Exactly. And, when you talk to the American people, it says, well, there's casualties of war. So what happens when the American troops get tortured and so forth? Is it the same thing?
When you have the... Look, evil doesn't just... Once you could do this stuff, it spreads. I mean, that's and look
it's
around.
It's like cancer. It's like cancer. It just spreads and spreads and spreads. You try to cut it off, and it grows up somewhere else, and so forth. So we've given it a carte blanche for the American troops to do whatever they want to do, and they're doing it, and they're making examples of some of them, but not the majority of them.
Well, they get the official orders to torture people, but then a few of the troops get in trouble.
Yeah.
And the people that gave the orders. Oh, it's incredible. Bill in Toronto, Canada, then Ruben and others. Bill, go ahead.
Yes, brother. I like to that man that is talking to you, I like him to listen to what I have to say. Okay, please? Alex?
Yeah, you're on the air,
okay.
Bill.
Okay, listen. I have books, Dope Incorporated. This book has been wrote by Lyndon LaRoche. Maybe you heard about him. And it's exposing the Queen Elizabeth, the KGB, the CIA, the Mossad, they're all co-working together, the secret societies, to dope the global young generation.
Well, look at Bush and New Freedom, forced
yes.
psychological testing, forced drugging.
Yes. Can I please say something? When my father was as a colonel in the German army, he sometimes was very angry with American people. When we immigrated from Brazil to the United States, he didn't like the Americans. You know why? Don't get me wrong. Because American GIs used to rape German women during the war, just like Russians. They are all equally guilty of the crimes committed. They have no love, no respect for the civilian population, downsizing civilian population, either shooting them or poisoning them. Nothing different.
Well, throughout history, militarized societies, whether it's the German army or the American army, engage in these atrocities. In the past, though, they got condemned. Now they're being legitimized. Shelley?
Absolutely. Now it's a carte blanche for them to do that. And that's why, see, people don't understand. Americans don't understand why we're being hated. The reason we're hated is because we're not letting those third world countries practice democracy, real democracy, the freedom, the right to vote, human rights, civil liberties, and so forth. We're not allowing those things to happen in those third world countries. That's why people from all over the world hate us now.
Bill, I'm going to let you finish up and we'll get back briefly. And again, it's not America that's doing this. It's America that's been captured and is being used as a tool to empower these monsters, and it's time to wake up. They create the crises and offer the solution. More of your calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you could drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Only one is the corruption to be brought under control. Evil's always been with us. It's always going to be here until God puts a final stop to it. But it's our job to put it back in the closet, to kick it back under the cave. Tyranny is the norm in history. Freedom is the very rare gemstone, almost unknown. And our founding fathers told this to the public in their day. You can read their writings. Common sense tells us this. History shows us this. But nowadays they teach the children, government's only good, submit to it, trust it. We're going to surveil you. We're going to take all your rights to keep you safe. Shut up. We're the boss. We're going to wear black masks. We're going to strut around and tell you what to do. And we're going to draft your children. We're going to invade all these countries. And it didn't matter how much we lied to you. It's you know, it's in your own good interest. And they scare us into submission with terrorism and the threat of drugs and all of this. And then every time that we give up more liberty, the terrorism, the drugs, all of it just gets worse. We're about to go back to Bill and Rubin and Wes and others. But I want you to go to powderburns.org, powderburns.org. Sonny Costello's great website that's getting bigger every day, full of so much great information. And get his book, Powder Burns. You couldn't be supporting a more brave, patriotic, good American. Shelly, before we go back to Bill and Ruben and Wes, we'll take a bunch of calls here. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You know, dig deep into your heart. Speak to the police officers that are listening right now. They're going to pull over some teenager today that'll have a few marijuana cigarettes, and they're going to take him to jail where they're going to perhaps be raped or where they're going to get into more serious criminal activities. Those cops know their bosses deal the drugs. They know it's all a big joke. They know the private prisons are a scam. What would you say to the men in the military who are being recruited to command death squads right now? What would you say to Las Zetas, if they're listening out there, about what they're doing? Phone system just went down again. Very magically. So we'll get him back up. But, I mean, that's a very important question, because I know what I'm talking about. I know they knowingly shipped blood for 8 years out of state prisons. They knew had HIV and hepatitis in it, killing tens of thousands. I know that they know that it's killing the troops with the depleted uranium, and they don't care. I know they're doing all this stuff to them. I know we've got psychopathic criminals running this country. And all the callers, I'm sorry, 1-800-259-9231. When that phone system comes back up, we'll try to batter through your calls as quickly as possible, since we're having this problem. We have Shelly back? Well, while we're waiting for Shelly, coming up this Friday, two showings of my new film, Martial Law, 7 and 10 p.m. Choose either showing. It's going to be great. Alamo Draft House, downtown Austin, 7 and 10 p.m. 2.5-plus-hour film. We'll show it at both at 7 and 10 p.m. And then coming up next week at 8 p.m., on the 8th at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And you can get tickets via Infowars.com, link through over to the Alamo Draft House website, or buy them at the door. Or if you want to get to any of my videos, the toll-free number to call, and that you can ask about the titles, the different specials, what the different films cover, they can read you a brief synopsis. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And I want to thank those that have gotten the films. This is our sole form of support for this broadcast. For my website's what we do. For those that have gotten the films, I want to thank you. Please call and get them. 888-253-3139. Or watch them all online right now at prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please get martial law. It shows how the globalists carried out 9/11, how they're turning America into a police state, and who the globalists are, what their ideology is, what they're really up to. It is such an important video. 888-253-3139, or order a hard copy via Infowars.com, or as I said, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or if you live in Central Texas, I hope to see you at the Alamo Draft House this Friday night or next Wednesday. Shelly, I don't know when you got cut off. The phone system keeps going down, which normally happens about twice a year, but it's been happening lately during Key Guest.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was posing the question about how to wake up our police, how to wake them up to the system they're part of, because if the enforcers refuse to go along with this, the globalists won't be able to carry out their plans.
Exactly. I guess it's what you need to do with the police officers, officials, or whatever, educate them on what's going on. A lot of them know already, but, you know, the problem with that is that they have a mortgage to pay, they have a college tuition for their kids, and they don't want to be compromised. You know, they all want to live comfortably and so forth.
And they're told, bust so many punk kids with marijuana.
Yeah. And you know, they're realizing that we're incarcerating our youth, this generation, and we're losing them completely, whether it's from the war or it's being incarcerated for drugs or so forth. So, you know, we gotta educate. I've always said that the solution to the drug war, so-called drug war, is gotta be education, prevention, and treatment.
And how can they arrest a 15-year-old with some marijuana or some other drug and then go put them in a prison that's owned by the drug cartels, literally a private prison, when everybody knows the government's shipping it in, Sally?
No, exactly. Not only that, we know that, for example, the president of the United States used drugs at one time or another, was an alcoholic and so
masses
forth.
Of cocaine.
Exactly. And, you know, we got Terry Reid and the book Compromise where the Bush brothers were involved in buying drugs and so forth. So, you know, this is what we got, you know. What do we do now? You know, how do we educate the public? How do we, you know, I remember hiring people being on the board on the DEA to employ students out of college that used drugs to at one time or another. And yet we ended up hiring these people. So, you know, it's...
Well, I mean, with one hand they're pushing psychotropic drugs whose molecular structure is much more deadly than illegal narcotics. The government's pushing it aggressively. And then on the other hand, they're grabbing our children up to put them in these prisons.
Exactly. So, you know, we've got a no-win situation here.
What do you see happening in the next 2 years with these Las Zetas CIA-controlled drug gangs?
Well, it's you know, money and breeds greed. And I think that they're going to run afar from whoever they're working with. They're going to start their own little cells, terrorist cells or drug cells, and there's going to be a little civil war between them and the government. And it's going to spill over into the U.S., and, you know, people are going to find themselves. Either you join it or you don't join it. You know, you need to do something.
And the globalists are going to love this, the controllers above all
exactly.
this, the overlords, because then they're saying, we're going to put cameras up everywhere in Texas. We're going to search your houses
and
to stop the Zeta gangs.
And the recent intelligence I've gotten is that within the next 7 years, the U.S. government is going to annex Mexico into the United States, and they're going to use drug trafficking, corruption, and so forth.
And they're going to tell the Mexicans it's part of a La Reconquista and use pride to make them think they're taking over the U.S. when it's really the opposite.
Exactly.
Exactly. There you go. That's in the CFR plan.
We're seeing that, and I just got that intelligence from very high people up in the government saying that's the blueprint they got now. They're going to be taking annexing Mexico. And into the United States, they're going to use corruption.
Meanwhile, they got their Ford Foundation out here with these fake so-called Hispanic groups telling them, oh, no, we're taking over. Uh-uh, folks, it's the opposite.
Yes, exactly.
Man, you know, these people are slick, Sally.
Yeah. And you know, and like I said, American people, you know, are very ignorant. And secondly, they're in denial. And they think it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. You know, it's here to stay, and you got to do something. You know, you just can't sit there and be neutral about the whole thing. And you know, if you're gonna run for public office, man, you better not stand on the fence. You better make a decision which way you're gonna go, because if you don't do that, you're gonna find yourself the same way John Kerry found himself, and that's why he lost, because they you know, he stood on the fence, never committed himself to very many things.
Well, he was a dead ringer, skull and bones.
Well, it's called the best of two evils.
Well, he was a dead ringer. I mean, he was a fall guy, cousin of Bush, same secret society, which was founded by the East India Company that had the opium monopoly.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the same people, same boss, same as the old boss, meet the new boss, won't get fooled again. Bill in Toronto, finish up real fast, and then I'll go to all the other callers.
I think Bill's gone.
Okay, well, we're having phone system problems. Who's up next, then? Ruben in Ohio, go ahead. Welcome.
Alex, maybe I read one too many David Icke books, but I always thought Deep Throat was Henry Kissinger. But since you have this great guest that's blown my mind with all these things I could hardly even believe, let me ask you...
He's got the documents.
Oh, I can't wait to check out his website. Is it going to be linked up to Infowars.com by any chance?
It's powderburns.org, and Infowars has got a link to it right now, or at least I told my people to.
As soon as I get off the phone, I'm there. But listen, I want to ask you, are either of you familiar with a guy named Theodore Shackley? Is he still alive? Is he involved today?
Shackley passed away a couple of years ago. He was head of the Latin American CIA ops and the Miami ops, and Felix Rodriguez worked for him for many years back in the 60s and 70s, and they started Operation Mongoose to go out and assassinate Fidel Castro. And yeah, he passed away a couple of years ago.
And you have any stories with Bush Sr. and Governor Clinton drug running together?
Well, the only thing we got on Bush Sr. is that the Iran-Contra stuff that he was involved with in Central America. And, of course, at that time period that they were training the Contras in Mena, Arkansas, Clinton was governor of that state. So, you know, there's an old saying, people that live in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks. And that's why it never happened. When Clinton won, he never went after the Bushes because it would be like going after himself.
Well, now he vacations with them and is, quote, a surrogate member of the family. And I've talked to Terry Reid and others that were there on the ground. No question Bill Clinton was working for the Bushes. No question Bill Clinton wasn't just getting money from the cocaine. He was imbibing in it.
Exactly. And a lot of innocent people got hurt behind that.
Well, if kids saw them doing drug drops, they'd just kill them.
Exactly.
And people would shoot themselves twice in the back of the head and be ruled a suicide. Why, being shot in the head twice is quite normal.
Yeah.
Everyone can do it. Everyone can sprout wings and fly to the moon, too.
Go ahead, Ruben.
That's it. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Ruben. Thank you. Wes in Tennessee. Wes, go ahead.
Hi. How are you, gentlemen?
Good.
Good, sir. I don't doubt for a second the veracity of the statements you've made about the border guards. I know it to be a fact from a friend of mine that owns a ranch on the Arizona border. What I'm wondering is this. Don't you have to be absolutely start breathing crazy to take a job where people are going to use you for target practice? I mean, I just don't understand why they just
Let me give you the answer to that, and then I'll let Sully comment and then get your final take on it, and we'll take some more calls. Wes, these are good men and women who really love this country. And it's also a good job for people. Well, there's not a lot of opportunities in this country anymore. The first thing they did was offer air marshals $24,000 more than Border Patrol. Over 2,000 left to be air marshals. We had 2,000 less on the southern border. Then when Homeland Security got funding for that, Bush nixed it and took that funding for something else. They have them picking up trash for a third of their shift every day. They have X-ing where they're not even allowed to stop illegals or smugglers when they're coming across. This is the policy, and you know what? You would have to be crazy. They're quitting. They can't fill their ranks. It's falling apart. I've had the Border Patrol union head on. He said it's about world government, merging us with Mexico and Canada. It's not even going to be there in a couple years. There's going to be giant highways connecting the entire U.S., and all these people are going to be totally legalized. The drug flow is going to be legalized. And by legalized, I mean it'll still be illegal, but they're just going to let it flow across and bust your kid when they use it. Sully?
Yes, sir. I totally agree with you on that. And that's why we do have good people. We are losing. They just approved for 2,000 employees for the U.S. Border Patrol, which are not going to be filled. And the kids that they're going to fill it are not going to stay there. The majority of the Border Patrol guys, they leave the agency within the third year. They're just unhappy with it. They're chasing their tail, and it's never going to happen. It's an enforcement branch of the government that has never worked and will never work.
Well, I've been told by high-level people it's designed to fail.
Yes.
Go ahead, Wes.
Alex, for any of the audience that has any doubt, there isn't a product you can buy today that does not have its instructions written in French, Spanish, and English. The three languages of Canada, United States, and Mexico. And it's no accident that they're printed in
languages. Reuters just came out and said Pan-American Union. Folks, this isn't a joke.
It's for real. It is absolutely for real. One last thing. I'm kind of wondering when some of the landowners in Arizona are going to start shooting back.
Well, the feds have said they'll be arrested if they do. And again, it's been in the news. The Border Patrol has been ordered to not return fire. Sully, I mean, how insane is that when the Los Zetas and people fire at them, they're ordered to not fire back?
Well, just listen to this. The people across the river here in South Texas, they got nothing but AK-47s and full automatic weapons across the river. Our Border Patrol guys up here got maybe a semi or you know, a handgun, and you can't compete that. You know, once they start shooting, you know, there's going to be a problem.
And, by the way, our local police have all got big armored vehicles and the latest stuff, but, oh, we can't give that to the Border Patrol.
Absolutely. You know, and the other thing is, you know, those set of guys got those surface-to-air missiles, those SAM missiles that they used to use down in the Civil War of Iran-Contra down in Central America. And Nicaragua just lost 100 missiles that came into the U.S. So, you know darn well that the drug traffickers, the cartels have those, and they will use them to bring down those helicopters, whether it's Border Patrol or government agency helicopters. You know, guys that fly helicopters feel so secure, but I'm telling you, there's approximately 100 missiles that left Nicaragua. They're coming in into Mexico and the U.S.
Unbelievable. It just and the globalists will love it. They'll just get to stir up an even bigger police state. Wes, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We may
Thank
have time to cram a few in on this final segment that we're accelerating towards. Shelley, what's your prognosis? You think America's going to survive?
Absolutely not. The only way that the United States government will survive, this country will survive, if there's a revolution. That's the only way.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Criminality run rampant. Total bedlam. Anarchy.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Well, here's Shelley's theme song. I know it's mine. I hope you'll adopt it. You can't back down. Think about committing our future generations to this. You won't have to wait for future generations. This is happening now. They're debasing the dollar. They're scamming us. $3 trillion's missing from the Pentagon. Mr. Galloway, member of Parliament who exposed them as a bunch of criminals before the Senate a few weeks ago, was on with us yesterday, and I brought up government-sponsored terror as a pretext to invade Iran, the government carrying out an attack and blaming it on Iran. Here's 57 seconds of the end of that interview, and we'll get Sully's comment on it, then we'll talk to Fred in Pennsylvania and wrap up this transmission. But here it is. I have another article. RAF bombing raids tried to goad Saddam into war. Times of London. They may try to goad Iran into doing something.
Yes, but people are not fools in these countries. They have their own sophisticated political class, and they know that Bush and Blair are too weak at the moment to launch any new wars. But we must keep them weak. If we let them recover their strength, if we let them off the hook,
all right,
then they may well decide to start
yet another war. We've got 30 seconds. What do we do if the military-industrial complex carries out a terror attack to blame it on them?
Well, that's another very real danger. There's no way that we can legislate for that, but we must be on guard. We need a vigilant citizenry.
Unbelievable. Mr. Galloway.
We need a vigilant citizenry that's alive to all the tricks that these monkeys are up to.
I salute you.
Thank you very much.
And that was the end of the interview. So, I mean, we got Michael Meacher saying the U.S. government may be behind the attacks. That was the number three man in the Blair government who resigned. I have the German defense minister on, just quit a few years ago, Andres Rombulo, saying they obviously did it. They got a problem, Sally, when so many people worldwide are seeing through who's behind the terror.
Oh, they realized, you know, that the American government is business as usual when it comes to that. And those people who live in those third world countries know. You know, Guatemala, Salvador, you know, Colombia, they all realize that what the U.S. government is doing. And the problem is that they've been blackmailed to cooperate with the U.S. government, or else they lose the millions of dollars that they made.
And the U.S. government is not America. We don't owe fealty to the U.S. government. We owe it to what this country is, the Bill of Rights, which they are destroying.
Exactly. They have spit on the Constitution. They stepped on their civil rights. It's terrible. I mean, and the American people are allowing this to happen. And that's what we need to educate the American people and stop being ignorant. Educate themselves in what is really going on. Because people don't believe this. People say, well, you know, there's an excuse for it. There's probably something that they have to do covertly and so forth and this and that. It's like people were trying to say to me, well, you know, why were you not protesting when those 300,000 people were killed in the 80s in Central America by our death squads that we trained? And he says, well, those were casualties of war.
Let's let Fred in Pennsylvania take us out of the broadcast. Fred, go ahead.
Okay. I had heard that in the first Bush administration that Mexico was offering a negotiated end to illegal immigration, and Bush did not want to take the U.S.-Mexican negotiations in that direction for political reasons.
Yeah, they want cheap labor, Sally.
Absolutely, they want cheap labor. I mean, you know, one of the answers to stop the immigration flow is to economically help those 10 poorest states.
They're forcing the peasants off their land.
Exactly. So that's the problem that we foresee on that.
The government's putting the pressure down there.
Exactly.
All right, thank you, Fred. Sally Castillo, powderburns.org. Hey, I salute you, my friend. I really appreciate your honorable job you've done defending America, and I consider you a brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right, take care, Sally.
Bye-bye.
Go to powderburns.org. Great guy. Get his book. I'll see you this Friday at the Alamo Draft House downtown for the 7 and 10 p.m. showing of Martial Law. And I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.